And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
You know, people get up every day and they do the same thing. Tell themselves they're going to change their life one day and they never do. I'm going to change mine.
It is your idea of what constitutes a winner. It is your vision or your mission or your ideal of the very best you that you can be. Now, one of the things that we know about successful people is this, is successful people have very clear self-ideals. They have very clear ideas of who they want to be in the future. Unsuccessful people have very vague ideals.
There isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. This is something that took me a long time to figure out. Well, you can craft your words to get what you want. You know, and people do that all the time. They craft their words so they can avoid taking responsibility for things they should take responsibility for. They can craft their words to gain an advantage that they really don't deserve. That's what you do when you manipulate. And the problem with that, you might say, well, why not do that if I can get what I want? And the answer to that is, you aren't necessarily the best judge of what you need. And it's easy to be deluded in what you want. And that's the sort of delusions that people chase if they chase power. If you decide instead that you're going to just say what you believe to be true, you have to let go of the consequences.
A lot of people have this sense of productivity debt. They wake up every day feeling as if they're already behind. And only if they dominate their entire day perfectly can they drag themselves back up to some minimum level of acceptable output. And only then can they go to sleep that night without feeling like a loser. This means that your set point is loss, and the best thing that you can do if you crush the day is get to a draw. You never win. And then there's this sort of weird drill sergeant in the back of your mind that's saying, all right, you can have a little bit of a break now, but just so you know, as soon as you wake up in the morning, it's all gonna happen again.
When I was younger, I had this image in my mind of what does a man look like to me? And I got all these people who are badasses, characters. And in my mind, I became that. And that's what kept me going a lot, was I had this pipe dream of becoming a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. Because when you have no parents raising you and you have no role models growing up, it's not daydreaming. You start to create a reality that, maybe I can be that. And after becoming this guy, that is the biggest thing I can ever do in my life, is I became that guy. That I once looked at all these guys, now look at myself like, God, who the f*** can do that? I can. But what it takes is a discipline that no one can ever even... They just don't understand it.
The more times I've had W's and then realized that right afterwards I felt nothing, I had to think back of like, what are the things that I enjoyed most in my life? And it's always in pursuit. And I'm like, well then, why don't I set something really big, really far, so I can be in pursuit for the longest period of time possible? And that's where I think a lot of people from the outside, you know, they cast their expectations of life onto me and say, I wouldn't live my life that way. You're always working, you're always doing these things. But it's like, I'm actually always spending my time in pursuit, because in pursuit is my button for enjoyment.
There's nothing holding us back except the limitations we have in our own mind. That elephant is in reality unstoppable. And the most important goal that you can develop, the most important quality or characteristic that you can develop for happiness and success, is to be unstoppable yourself, is to think of yourself as unstoppable. And you know how you become unstoppable? It's by the basic psychological behavioral development principle of simply saying it to yourself. Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it.
There have been so many times in my life where I knew I needed to do something,
And then I filled all this extra time not doing that thing. And then the moment I did it, I was like, wow, that took way less time than I thought it was going to take. And not only that, it took way less time than it took me to delay to actually get to this point. And if I had only started with just doing what I was supposed to do, I could have done four or five other things that I was also supposed to do by this exact same point. And so thinking about it from that perspective, I've tried to eliminate as much time between I think I should do this thing and beginning doing it. And I think you get this positive reinforcement cycle that occurs every time you start. I call it pulling the thread. It's like, I just need to start pulling the thread. And then all of a sudden what feels really unknown becomes very tangible. And you're like, oh, I understand the six problems I have to solve to do this big thing. But now I know the problems. And then it feels like you can wrap your arms around it. And then you can start taking it one bite at a time.
So all I want you to do when you look at your dream, you say to yourself every day, it's possible. You say that every day to yourself, it's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life. Most people operate out of their personal history, out of their memory, things they've done, things they've experienced, things they've seen, things that they have observed. What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience it, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory. Because whenever you look at where you want to go, I'm wanting to warn you, you will have some conversation back here after you go through the data that you've experienced in life saying you can't do it. And so what you want to begin to do is ignore that inner conversation. Well, most people, ladies and gentlemen, when something happens to them, what they do is they begin to believe that that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. And they can't see the possibility of it being any different.
There's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
Your true beliefs are only and always expressed in your actions. It is not what you say or what you intend that tells what you believe, but only what you do. Your actions are always the true measure. And the interesting thing that we've learned in behavioral psychology is this, that if you do not feel self-confident, courageous, consistent, like concentrating, clear, and so on, if you don't feel like it, and most of us start off not feeling like it, if you will act the part, if you will pretend as though you have the quality already, the feelings will generate the actions, and the actions will generate the feelings. That if you will act, walk, talk, and live by the same principles and do the same things that successful men and women do, even if you doubt yourself in the initial stages, eventually you will come to the point where you actually feel to the bottom of your soul like a successful, positive, confident, cheerful, optimistic, unstoppable human being. And that's the key. Act the part until you feel the part. Do what successful people do, and do it over and over again until it becomes ingrained as a habit. And then you'll wake up one morning and you will be the success that you dream of.
Doubt doesn't mean this is the end. It means start again. Support doesn't always make you stronger. Sometimes resistance does. Support doesn't always make it easier. Resistance makes it sharper. Support feels good. Resistance shows you what you're made of. Support cheers you on. Resistance dares you to keep going without applause. Support says, I believe in you. Resistance says, prove it to yourself. Support can carry you. But resistance, it builds your muscle. Don't resent the resistance. Use it. Let it shape your focus, sharpen your edge, and remind you, if you can do it without the noise, you're ready for the stage.
Everything in life is calling us to grow. And if you want to know what doesn't work, the pop psychology of self-care is not working any more than the hustle culture did. They're both extremes, right? Life's a balance, right? And if you want to see what the results are, look at the medication and, you know, and millennials are known as the RX, not the X generation, the RX generation, right? So it's like, that is not solving it to feel good. Not feeling good is part of what gives you drive. It either destroys you or drives you. You have to make those choices. And most of us will not let it destroy us if we don't medicate ourselves, if we don't, we find a way to push through. But if you don't have to, people go for comfort. And comfort will never make you proud. Comfort won't make you strong. Comfort will not allow you to inspire your kids or your community or your friends.
Because when it's easy, you don't work for it. When it's easy, you don't push. When it's easy, you get surpassed by the person who has to give it their all, who's prepared to do blood, sweat, and tears in order to become that thing that they want to be so badly because they are so fucking angry that they were never given anything. And with that chip on their shoulder, they're determined to become anything that they set their mind to. So whether you have talent, whether you don't, the only thing that matters is, will you persevere? Will you stick with it long enough to get great?
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
It takes time to develop your gut instinct and judgment. But once you've developed them, don't trust anything else because you can't go against your gut. It'll bite you in the end. Usually in relationships that failed, you can look back and say, oh, actually, I knew it was going to fail because of this reason, but I kind of went ahead anyway because I wanted it to be this way, right? I wanted this person to be a different way than they are, or I wanted to get a different thing out of it than I thought I was going to, than I knew I was going to get, but I just wanted it. So sometimes desire will override your judgment and then trap you.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, wishful thinking. It traps you into a pathway that chews up time.
The universe has the ability to gift you more than you could ever imagine. You may think your vision is big, but the universe is bigger if you're willing to tap in and tune in. Step number 3 is reframe failure as redirection. You are not a failure. You're someone who started. You're not lost. You're in between versions of yourself. You're not starting over. You're re-entering with better instincts. You're not finished, but you're also not at the start. You're not off track, you're off autopilot. See, here's the reality. Your brain is wired to see failure as danger. The amygdala lights up, triggering a threat response.
All of life is cycles and trends, and there's up cycles and there's down cycles, and there's up trends and there's down trends. The question is, what is the general direction of your trends? We say this, is that life is 2 steps forward and 1 step back. Successful people focus on the 2 steps forward and then they protect themselves on the downside. They build up cash reserves. They put in stop loss orders on their stock market. They very carefully watch what they're doing. So they try to maintain that 2 steps up and then make sure that the 1 step back is not so far. And then they want to make sure that this curve is generally upward so that each time there's a step back, they're still further ahead than they were before.
The moment you become conscious of that unconscious belief, the greater the probability that you won't go unconscious to it again. And that's how you become more conscious, is catching yourself going unconscious, and it becomes a skill. The more you practice it, the better you get at going like, I'm just not going to believe that any longer. And nerve cells that no longer fire together no longer wire together. So as you attend to that thought and notice it and observe it without actually believing it, it weakens the connections neurologically in the brain. And there's a neurological death or a separation that's taking place. Okay, so the person then who blames and complains and makes excuses and feels sorry for themselves and behaves a certain way Well, those are habits, right? And those are unconscious programmed behaviors. The only way you're going to change is to become conscious.
You know, I think that people have a kind of like a misconception of what a purpose or passion is sometimes. I think it's really important for people to take a step back and be like, well, if there was a reason why I was alive and I was supposed to discover what that reason is, what is it? And I always tell people, it's okay if you are listening to this podcast right now and you don't know what your purpose is, but it's not okay if you're in that situation to wake up every single day and not try to find what your purpose is. And your purpose does not have to be your paycheck. I'm lucky enough where it is. You're lucky enough where it is. There's some people that are lucky enough where it is. But a purpose could be something that you do outside of your paycheck, and you use your paycheck to invest into that purpose, whether it's a hobby or whatever it might be. And
the Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I think people get that wrong. And then another aspect of purpose that people get wrong is that I think most people are trying to find something that they're going to do until the day they die. And that's a lot of pressure.
Attraction is a law, but it's a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. The law of vibration is one of the basic laws of the universe. It decrees that everything moves, nothing rests. We literally live in an ocean of motion. Do you know that everything is an expression of the same thing? The leaves, the tree, the cement, the body, the clothes. It's all energy at a different rate of vibration. You see, your body is a molecular structure in a very high speed of vibration. Your brain is an electronic switching station. Your brain does not think, but you think with your brain. There's a difference. As you activate brain cells, you set up a vibration in your body.
Manifestation is not magic. Manifestation is not wishing and waiting. Manifestation is not writing it once in a journal and closing the book. Manifestation is not saying affirmations while avoiding action. Manifestation is not the universe delivering without your participation. Manifestation is not a shortcut around hard work. It's clarity, belief, and consistent action in alignment.
See, the only criteria you have to have when you set a goal is, do you want it? Do you want it? Doesn't matter how you're going to do it. It doesn't matter where the money's coming from. I once heard a cute story where the Maharishi, when he was taking transcendental meditation, or decided he was going to take it to the world, one of his close associates said, where's the money going to come from? He said, wherever it is right now. I always thought it was such a beautiful answer, because the truth, everything you need, everything you want is already here. Nothing is created or destroyed. I didn't dream this up. It's the way it is. All science, all theology tell us that. The way to get the moon was already here, always here. When President John Kennedy asked Dr. Wernher von Braun, who's considered the father of the space travel, what it would take to build a rocket that would carry a man to the moon and bring him back safely to Earth. Von Braun answered him in five words: the will to do it. The will to do it. Will is a mental faculty that gives us the ability to concentrate. You got to concentrate on what you want. That's all you can concentrate on. And that will keep you on the frequency that you have to be on to attract everything that you need to get there.
You are not stuck with the thoughts that you think. You can let them rise up, But you don't have to grab them and grip onto them and wrestle them to the ground. You'd be like, oh, there's that stupid thought that my dad taught me to think. Bye, Dad. I choose to think something else. Because I know what cognitive bias modification is. And that horse shit that you said that I was a failure or didn't mount up to something or wasn't wanted, I don't believe that shit anymore. Because it's important to me to not only see hearts, but it's important to me to encourage myself, to believe in myself, to believe in my life and my effort and my ability. Because that's what I believe. That's why I'm here.
The secret really is to become more aware of what's going on in your mind. And you might, to begin with, just become aware of your feelings, you know, and all of a sudden you're not feeling very good. And I promise you, if you're not feeling very good, it's because you've had a whole lot of negative thoughts that you've been giving your attention to. And that's why you don't feel very good.
The doubt and the worry causes fear, and the fear causes anxiety. The anxiety is the fear of being expressed. Whatever's impressed must be expressed. Well, when you impress understanding upon the subconscious, you develop an emotional state called faith. There's a feeling of strength inside you. You know that you're working with an infinite power that operates in an orderly manner. And so you move into a state of vibration called well-being. See, well-being's expressed. And that expression leads to acceleration. It picks up speed. Good things start to happen. It starts to get better. Now, do you know what else happens? You start to attract things to you. You attract good things to you. And you know why? Because you're at ease. You have consciously and deliberately put every cell in your body into a relaxed state.
I already know what's going to happen. The difference between me and you is that you need to see to believe. I first of all believe and then I see. That's the difference between us.
History has proven that those who dare to imagine the impossible are the ones who break all the human limitations.
The universe is going to get out your way. For me, I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
See, we have to continually do this. Beware of the thief on the street that's after your purse, but also beware of the thief in your mind that's after your promise.
I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. I want to be an idea. You know, I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent magic, right? That you're in a universe and 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. 2 + 2 only equals 4 if you accept that 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 is going to be what I want it to be. Mm-hmm. Like there's a redemptive power that making a choice has.
My name is Conor McGregor and I live in Lucan. I'm a professional MMA fighter with a record of 4-1. I'm an up-and-coming fighter and without a doubt you will see me on the UFC in the near future.
It feels familiar. I saw it so clearly. I swear to God, I saw it so clearly, so consistently, until it's here in reality.
Neo, sooner or later you're going to realize, just as I did, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path.
The secret ingredient is nothing.
Huh? You heard me. Nothing. There is no secret ingredient.
Wait. It's just plain old noodle soup? You don't add some kind of special sauce or something?
Don't have to. To make something special, you just have to believe it's special.
There is no secret ingredient.
Then make no mistake, I'm setting up to be the greatest of all time. I will go down as the greatest of all time.
Conor McGregor! Eastern UFC lightweight champion! I'm the baby, we did it! Yay! what I dreamed into reality.
That little thief that says you're making.
Your head is in the cloud. You're delusional. Dreamer.
Get a job.
You're boring.
What if it doesn't work? You think you're better than us? Give up. Weirdo.
I don't like you. You are so weird.
Just give up already.
Why are you even trying?
I am blessed. Truly. Truly blessed by something. I am not sure what it is, but I am blessed that I was able to find my passions.
And the key word that you use in here over and over and over again in every chapter is that in order to attract or manifest anything, you have to be in alignment
with your source.
You can't just sit around and wish for stuff.
You have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what. Nothing can stop it. You know, it is destined to happen, and that's what happens.
All of us have within us this amazing capacity to manifest and attract anything that we want into our life. You know, in The Secret, they say you get what you want. You know, and what is missing, and what has come to me is that you say, I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
Where I come from, we're not supposed to climb to these heights. We're told that. It's instilled in us. And I wanted to break that mold and pave the way, open up paths.
But before us, there was no other Irishman, so it was still just a dream for us. I can do something that hasn't been done before. I can show the Irish people true martial arts, something they have never seen before. Like I said, retribution, redemption, respect. I will come and I will regain all of those. I've done it before when I was doubted, so I'm eager to do it again.
Why? Total believer. Yeah, I believe in manifestation. I believe in, putting a rocket of desire out into the universe. And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You're facing the wrong way. You're facing away from it. You have to go. It's here.
It's crazy how things just form. Dreams just form into reality.
I'm not supposed to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to outwork everyone that says I cannot do it. And that's what I did. And that's how I rose up.
Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intent.
98% of the people in our Western civilization have a picture of themselves which is so narrow and so shallow that it literally bears no resemblance to the real person who is there. So many people have been told so many times what they cannot do that they have no idea what they can do.
Now, fear is going to be a player in your life. But you get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
I have been feeling like the UFC world champion since the day I arrived here.
Did you have faith maybe back then that your time would come and that you would be able to explode onto the scene as you had?
If I didn't, it wouldn't have happened.
Why is it that people are successful? It's simply this. To them that hath, shall more be given, and from him who hath not, even that which he hath shall be taken away. What it means is simply this. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Why? It's because the rich think about wealth and affluence all the time. And what do the poor think about? The poor think about lack, loss, and limitation, risk, danger, fear, failure all the time. So if you want to unlock your potential, if you want to go straight to the stars, you have to use the law of substitution to keep your mind on what you want. Use the law of concentration to dwell continually on the results you desire. Be solution-centered rather than problem-centered. Be goal-centered rather than loss-centered. And the law of subconscious activity will begin to adjust your words, your actions, your feelings, your emotions, and everything to the point where you will draw into your life the people and circumstances that will harmonize with it.
The universe is listening to everything you say and everything you think and saying, okay, you can get that. So then it starts to bring you in and bring things into you. And I know this sounds far-fetched, but it's amazing how it works. If you do a good, general, positive statement for yourself, the universe will figure out how to manifest that. How to bring that about in your life. So things could happen that you wouldn't expect at all, but they will happen.
You could have anything you want if you want it badly enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you set out to accomplish if you hold to that desire with singleness of purpose.
Listen to me now. A belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means. You can feel certain about something that's not true and it'll control you. So our beliefs control what we think, what we feel, what we see, what we experience. And we all have some limiting beliefs. But whatever belief you have, it controls you. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right.
It's a beautiful feeling when preparation meets opportunity. You know, nothing is impossible. You know what I mean? You can achieve anything. All that matters is how you see yourself. If you see yourself as the king, you know what I mean? You see yourself with all the belts and all everything. And no matter what no one else says, as long as you see that and really believe in it, then that's what's going to happen.
You know, you ever hear the term, you got to fake it till you make it? You know, I used to drive a broke down banger of a car, and in my head that was a Ferrari. So I was able to almost, you know, just believe it into reality.
In 2017, Charles Leclerc lost his father, and in his final days, he told his father a white lie, that he'd made it to Formula One, that he'd signed the contract. It wasn't true then, but his driving has made it true now, and look what he's done with the opportunity. The grandstands he saw built as a kid growing up now rise for him. And for the first time in 93 years, this fabled race is won by one of their own. Charles Leclerc wins the Monaco Grand Prix to achieve his dream.
We won it. Finally.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, it does. It feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely. And so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality.